U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says he already met with the Rail Group in South Florida, Hillsborough's Metropolitan Planning Organization, and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood to consider other sources to receive funding for the bullet train.
What we need to do is to find an entity which could be the sponsor of the high-speed rail project that would work around the necessity of the state of Florida to be a part of it. Now, that's a tall order. This is particularly egregious that the state is turning its back on high-speed rail when 90% of the money is already on the table, $2.4 billion, from the federal government.
Yesterday, at the site of Tampa's proposed high-speed rail terminal, four mayoral candidates criticized Scott's decision to reject the federal funding. Bob Buckhorn says he finds it amazing that a governor who wanted to create jobs is now in the economy-devastating business.
We will go on. We'll find a way to make do with a whole lot less. But the most frustrating part of all of this is that Florida is a donor state, which means our gas tax revenues, we contribute more to the general gas tax revenues than we take back. This was our chance to get our share. And because Governor Scott has turned down this money, that means people living in states all over the country will be the beneficiary of our money.
High-speed rail advocate and mayoral candidate Ed Taranchik said the governor's decision cost Florida 25,000 jobs and called it a very dark day for Tampa.
This project had great hope and promise of re-energizing our regional economy, putting people to work right away, and putting us on a new position in the global markets. I think it's a galactically bad decision. It's ill-advised, it's ill-informed, and I think that we need to ask the governor to reconsider it, and I think he needs to hear from the taxpayers of Florida that say, we want this. This is part of our future. The current mayor of Tampa is totally in favor of high-speed rail. We're letting the governor know unequivocally, we think this is a really bad decision, and it's a unified message, and that's the most important thing for him to hear.
While the four candidates asked Scott to overturn his decision, former Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita said she respects his decision. Ferlita said she is considering other local transportation plans.
We obviously collectively support the initiative to request a reconsideration. It is a huge disappointment, and obviously we all agree with that as well. But he did his analysis. He's made his decision. He said no for the citizens of Florida. We will ask him to reconsider that, but ultimately we have to respect what he has done and what he has decided for us as our governor. However, I have said, and I said as recently as this morning, he has to do his job, and I will do my job as the mayor of the city of Tampa. You automatically, this is what you do with leadership. You have a plan B. Plan B is what I've continued to do. Look at the deficiencies of the referendum ballot that we just failed, that just failed here, and reconstruct it.
Tampa City Council Chair Thomas Scott, another mayoral candidate, also acknowledges the need for the Tampa Bay area to address local transportation plans, but he still hopes the governor will reverse his decision.
This forces us also to have a talk about a comprehensive mass transportation plan throughout Hillsborough County and the region because of this that's just happened. Secondly, I always have hope. I hope that the governor will reconsider. And I hope that that he will do that in the affirmative by accepting the funds. I would hate to see $2.4 billion go down to California and complete that project there when we could have had it right here in Central Florida.
While many Florida officials are working to conceive a new partnership to accept the federal money, it may still require Governor Scott's approval. Reporting for WMNF News with Jeannie Holton, I'm Joshua Holton.